Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Wita Harjinj, and she is Executive Director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Wita.
Good morning, LaVon. How are you?
I'm good. And, you know, Wita, I've heard some people say, more than one actually, there is nothing to do in Atlantic. And some of us kind of raise our hackles a little bit when we hear that, don't we? But we need to make sure the information is out there.
Yes, I agree. I hear that sometimes, too. And I say, take a look at our community calendar. There's plenty to do in Atlantic.
So we're going to just kind of review some of those things. And I think this is a service I just wanted to mention that, you know, Chamber of Commerce, some people just go, oh, that's just for the businesses. No, the Chamber of Commerce is for people everywhere who live in the area, who visit the area. And so knowing about some of these resources and things to do, I think is really important.
That's correct. I mean, we are here for the businesses. Our mission statement is actually business-based, community-minded. So the community-minded part pulls into, we have AtlanticIowa.com, and that is for anyone in our community, not just Atlantic, anyone in Cass County. If you have an event that you want to promote, put it on our events calendar. It's really easy. Or if you're looking for an event to go to, make sure you go to AtlanticIowa.com and find that event. There's events. I was just looking at the calendar this morning. Almost every single day there's something going on. So I'm sure there's something you can do.
And that, I think, excludes the regular meeting types of things. That's not the kind of thing that you're talking about here. These are more special interest and special events going on. So let's kind of start down the list and see what's happening.
Yeah, I just kind of handpicked some that I thought would cover almost everyone. We have events like the Atlantic Public Library has a lot of events. They have a fairy tale day next Monday. There's next Wednesday, there's a habitat workshop for conservationists. We have Cass County's Pheasants Forever coming up. If you want to learn how to use your smartphone, that's a business the TV store offers that to people every Monday night. We have the Girls Getting Out Shopping event on March 12th, which is all of our retail businesses downtown and outside of downtown actually as well. They offer some sort of special activity or discount for the day. We just found out this morning from Picker's Parlor she's going to have live music there for 2 hours, so that's really exciting.
And I'm just saying, I think that kind of gets us in the spring mood too, yeah. Girls Day Out. I mean, there's just, spring is coming, and a lot of these events kind of remind us of that.
Spring is 30 days away. It's the 19th, it's on the 20th, and I know everyone has cabin fever, so as you have that cabin fever, just get on AtlanticIowa.com and find something to do or get out there. There's 15 parks in Cass County. I just learned that. That's a lot of parks to find someplace to hang out.
And I noticed if in my own yard, and I'm sure this translates to the parks, there's green stuff coming up. Some of them, I'm sorry to say, are weeds, but I noticed the chives were getting green at the bottom. I mean, there's some green stuff coming up. What better way to think spring? And checking it out at the parks, you could be surprised.
Yeah. Shielberg Quarry, I mean, just people walk out there all year long, but I'm sure it'll start to pick up now. And as you talk about gardening, I think of the Master Gardeners Seminar that's coming up too. That's another great thing. It's on March 19th at the Cass County Community Building. We have speakers that come from all over the place.
It's at the high school?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, because people, I want to just comment on that. That people automatically assume it's at the community center because that's the big meeting center. But there are 10 breakout sessions, and so we have to have all these rooms, and so it's at the Atlantic High School. And I just, you know, you got me off on this now, Wita. I have to just say this is really special this year. I mean, it's great every year, but we have this man who's the head of Brent's and Becky's Bulbs coming from Virginia. I don't know that we've ever had anybody from that far away, and he was one of the speakers at the International Garden Conference in Council Bluffs earlier this year. So there's some special things going on, and I know that you have some of the brochures on your counter.
We do have them available down at the Atlantic Area Chamber. Just come down and pick them up. You can probably check the community calendar, too, and there will be details on there. The Chamber, as it warms up, we are definitely a good resource if you looking for something to do, if you don't want to get on the internet, you're out and about, just come down to the Chamber. We have that brochure. We also have our community guides just came out that highlights the entire community, not just Atlantic, our businesses and all the different recreational and activities going on in the community.
Yeah, I think when I look through the community guide, it's interesting to see about the towns, but I think it kind of highlights to me some of the businesses that I may not ordinarily think of. You know, I don't need a new furnace every day, thank goodness. But, you know, where would I go? And I happen to know, but somebody new in town may not. So having one of those community guides in hand is really important. Now, did those go out in the mail? How did people get those?
We distributed them through to the Atlantic area through the Atlantic News Telegraph, and then we've done some advertising. They've been distributed to the different communities in Cass County to be picked up to. And like you said, they're a great resource. I tell you, I use that more than I use Google or more than I use the phone book, because I can look up really quickly the police department's phone number or the city hall or those organizations that sometimes are hard to find in a phone book or on Google. They're right there in that community guide. It's always sitting next to me on my desk.
All right. It's a great resource. So everybody can have one of those. So what else is happening?
Just another event that's happening that's coming up is the BPW Craft Fair on April 9th. I think that is at the Cass County Community Building.
Yes.
But I, like I said, I would just really encourage everyone to go and check out AtlanticIowa.com because it has a lot of events on it. And I also encourage our organizations that are planning events to put them on there, because the more it gets used, the better it will be for everyone.
It's kind of like picking up the community guide and using it. I think you need to get it in the habit of going to AtlanticIowa.com. And when you go to AtlanticIowa.com, it's not just Atlantic, correct? Is that how we get to the whole county?
It is not AtlanticIowa.com. It's just the whole county. It's Cass County, the city of Atlantic specifically, the Chamber, and Economic Development. So when you land there, there's a community page, but there's a tab right at the top that says community events. That's where you need to go if you want to find this. But it's also a great place to, if you want to learn more about Marnie, you can go to their page through the Cass County button. If you want to pay your water bill, you can do that through the water button. It's a new website, and it's great. There's a lot of resources, and it's all right there on one website.
Yeah, I was going to mention again, it hasn't been out very long. I know that you and a lot of people worked really hard to get this all together so that there was one website rather than having to look at all these different ones. And we do need to, and I need myself saying, I need to get used to going there, because when you first go to a website, you kind of have to search it out and find it. Once you've used it a couple times, it's really, really easy, and amazing things you can do. You can pay your water bill.
I believe, yes, you can. I mean, you can find pretty much anything you need with the city on the City of Atlantic page, or they'll have a link somewhere else. And then on the county page, you have all your county resources, too. You have a link to the Cass County parks, their meeting notes. I mean, pretty much anything that you need to find for the Atlantic area is on that website. And that was kind of the purpose, to have them all put together, make it easy for our residents now and for future residents, so if they need to find something, they just know it's right there.
Okay. And I guess if you're outside of Cass County, if you live in Shelby County, well, we'd like to have you find out about Cass County, but you might want to check out your own chamber and your own resources too, because they may have similar ones, and we need to use those. Now, one of the resources that every chamber likes to have is a group of volunteers. And maybe you could use some volunteer help. Let's kind of take a look at some things coming up during, even into the summer, that, hey, maybe you'd like to come in and volunteer.
Yes, we always are looking for volunteers. And volunteers, I think, is a great way for people to connect to other people as well as their community, to learn more about the community. It also makes you feel good to make a difference. We always have volunteer opportunities available. What we have started to do is we're utilizing VolunteerSpot.com, so you can go and look, you can find all those volunteer opportunities, starting with right now helping out with the Chamber scrapbook all the way to Christmas helping with Santa's Cabin. And that volunteer spot website is also utilized by our other civic organizations, so it's not just Chamber volunteer opportunities. There are opportunities for helping with trees, planting trees for forever. Trying to think about downtown beautification is going to start coming up, so if you have a green thumb and you want to help plant flowers, that'll be on there. We have the Nine and Wine event for the Chamber. We have Crazy Days coming up. There's a lot of different volunteer opportunities. Sometimes it's taking pictures at an event. Sometimes it's helping us with Facebook. Sometimes it's putting up a tent. So we kind of have something for everyone.
Yeah, and I think that's really important to know that, because sometimes people say, well, I don't have any skills. I don't have any expertise. I don't have any whatever. I'm guessing there's a job for almost everybody. And the important thing, I'm glad you mentioned, Wida, is that, yeah, so we give our time, but we do get some things back as volunteers, and being with other people is one of them.
Yeah, I think connecting with other people is one. Also gaining those new experiences. You might not think you have a skill set, but then you help volunteer, and you get to do something you may have never done, and then you discover that's a passion of yours. Or you can learn from someone else. I'm not a master gardener, but if I come to Downtown Beautification, I might learn something new. And just connecting with other people in your community, and kind of, I think volunteering helps you with that community pride, because you're like, I planted that flower bed. I did that. That feels good. It feels great. And when you drive by, you can point it out to other people. It's a good feeling.
It is. So, and we want to thank you very much, Weta Hargens, who is the Executive Director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, for just kind of making us look around. And until next time, got to ask you this question, Weta. If a cluttered desk is a sign of a cluttered mind, what is the sign of a clean desk?